Vanilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the News Bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. 18-year-old UNSA student drowns on campus. Titanium Oil hails government's fuel crisis declaration as bold move. And in international news, oil falls below $100 and shares jump on hopes Iran war will end soon.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. A University of Zambia student identified as Emmanuel Walia, aged 18, has drowned in an open water filled pit on campus. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the incident occurred yesterday around 21 hours. Mr. Chilavi has added that preliminary investigation suggests the student, a second-year student in the School of Humanities, accidentally fell into the pit. He said the deceased was retrieved by Zambia National Service personnel and rushed to Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Preliminary investigation suggests that he accidentally fell into an open pit filled with water and subsequently drowned. He was retrieved from the pit by the Zambia National Service personnel and rushed to the Levi Mwanawasa University Hospital, where he was pronounced dead upon arrival. The body has since been deposited in Levi Mwanawasa University Hospital mortuary, awaiting a post-mortem examination.
Meanwhile, police in Lusaka have confirmed that a 63-year-old businessman, Valden Findlay, was apprehended yesterday by a joint team of officers from the Zambia Police Service and other law enforcement agencies in connection with an alleged espionage offence. In a statement, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said Mr. Findlay is currently in custody and that investigations are ongoing. Mr. Chilavi has added that further details and updates on the matter will be provided in due course. Titanium Oil Corporation has welcomed the government's decision to declare the fuel supply crisis a national emergency, describing it as a bold step that will help mitigate the impact of global shortages. Speaking on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Corporation Managing Director Bertha Kalongelwa said the move allows the authorities to bypass lengthy procedures and prioritize citizens' needs. She has warned that over time, Zambians will directly feel the effects of ongoing tensions in the Middle East. Ms. Kalongelwa has added that the temporary suspension of VAT and excise duty gives businesses time to plan and helps reduce the immediate impact on operations and consumers.
Declaring it as an emergency, that in itself tells you that government has decided to give it the requisite attention that it deserves. Declaring it as an emergency, there are countries like the Philippines that have also declared the current fuel supply situation as an emergency. And Zambia having done that means you suspend certain legislative processes in decision making.
The local government association of Zambia says Zambia's water, sanitation, hygiene and waste management sector is facing a silent but urgent crisis that goes beyond infrastructure challenges. LJZ Executive Director Pantaji Namumba says that public investment in the sector has remained inadequate over the years and currently stands at just 0.71% of the national budget. Ms. Namumba notes that the low funding levels, coupled with rising utility debt and limited capacity among local authorities in areas such as finance and infrastructure support services, are placing immense pressure on service delivery across the country.
Local government being the level of government closer to communities and the households is expected to play a strategic role in this transformation. This is because the challenges associated with WASH are felt, won or lost at the local level. However, despite their strategic place in the WASH sector, local authorities continue to face regulatory ambiguity, financing gaps, and limited access to data to inform decision-making at the local level.
Meanwhile, WaterAid Zambia Head of Program Bernard Omari has urged government to rethink how they plan, finance, regulate and deliver WASH services and move beyond fragmented WASH projects.
There's always something to pay attention to, even as we talk about financing and privatization and all that, that we don't end up creating another class of excluded people in the name of financing and privatization. And I think that is important. But I think at this point, we are also seeing a lot of political goodwill and we must give accolades where it's due. And we have seen the government making pronouncements around ensuring healthcare facilities, schools and institutions of higher learning able to access not only water, sanitation and hygiene, but the investment made either from CDF or the central government has been increasing as well.
The Bank of Zambia, acting as a fiscal agent of the government in the issuance of government securities, has announced that effective April 2026, the 5, 7, 10 and 15 year government bonds will be designated as benchmark bonds. In a statement, BOZ Assistant Director of Communications, Besnat Mwanza, said the 5-year bond will retain benchmark status but will not be issued for the rest of 2026, while the 2 and 3-year bonds will be non-benchmark, noting that benchmark bonds serve as pricing references for other bonds and financial instruments. She has added that the minimum target size for each benchmark bond is 10.0 billion, with the outstanding face value gradually increased to this level and the reopening of benchmark bonds scheduled to begin in April 2026. Ms. Mwanza said government bond auctions will now be held twice per quarter, while treasury bill auctions will continue every 2 weeks, with auction sizes set at 6.3 billion kwacha for bonds and 2.2 billion kwacha for treasury bills. She further said the government will introduce liability management operations in the second quarter of 2026, allowing bondholders to exchange selected bonds for benchmark bonds before maturity, with full details to be announced in June.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The United Nations Development Programme and Standard Chartered Bank, Zambia, have renewed a Memorandum of Understanding to strengthen collaboration in promoting sustainable development. The agreement aims to advance inclusive green economic growth, youth empowerment and innovation through strategic partnerships and financing solutions. Speaking at the signing ceremony, UNDP Resident Representative James Wakiaga said the partnership demonstrates continued efforts to leverage private sector expertise in supporting Zambia's development agenda.
This partnership comes at a time when Zambia continues to confront some of its most pressing challenges. Youth unemployment remains a concern, potentially limiting the full realization of the country's demographic dividend. With a youthful population that forms one of the largest